The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you Novel Ideas meets January 17th, Worlds of Books meets January 21st, Fiction Old and New and Journey Through History both meet February 4th at 8 p.m., Prayers for the BVI folks down under during the fires, Eyes on Success, episode 2002. Tech Talk aired January 13th. Bold School has a great article on the influence of music. I will be reading items from Cool Blind Tech, and I will give you a link to a wonderful video aired by ABC Channel 11 WTVD on smart collars helping to train guide dog puppies. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. On January 17th, Novel Ideas will be discussing the book Before and Again by Barbara Delinsky, DB91570. The synopsis from Bookshare is below. From Barbara Delinsky, the New York Times bestselling author of Blueprints and Sweet Salt Air, a brand new novel about a woman in hiding, finding the courage to face the world again. Mackenzie Cooper took her eyes off the road for just a moment, but the resulting collision was enough to rob her not only of her beloved daughter, but ultimately of her marriage, family, and friends, and thanks to the nonstop media coverage, even her privacy. Now she lives in Vermont under the name Maggie Reed, in a small house with her cats and dog. She's thankful for the new friends she's made, though she can't risk telling them too much. And she takes satisfaction in working as a makeup artist at a luxurious local spa, helping clients hide the visible outward signs of their weariness, illnesses, and injuries. Covering up scars is a skill she has mastered. Her only goal is to stay under the radar and make it through her remaining probation. But she isn't the only one in this peaceful town with secrets. When a friend's teenage son is thrust into the national spotlight, accused of hacking a powerful man's Twitter account, Maggie is torn between pulling away and protecting herself, or stepping into the glare to be at his side. As the stunning truth behind their case is slowly revealed, Maggie's own carefully constructed story begins to unravel as well. She knows all too well that what we need from each other in this difficult world is comfort. But to provide it, sometimes we need to travel far outside of our comfort zones. From a multi-million-selling master of women's fiction, Before and Again is a story of the relationships we find ourselves in, mothers and daughters, spouses and siblings, true companions and fair-weather friends, and what kind of sacrifices we are or aren't willing to make to sustain them through good times and bad. Join us in this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton, email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta, email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, January 17, 2020. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And elsewhere in the world, Saturday at 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found on your Zoom invitation. Topic, Novel Ideas, time, third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/584149162. iPhone numbers are 1-408-638-0986-1, 5841-49162 # or 1-646-876-99231, 5841-49162 # International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/capital S X 9 O capital A 6 C capital R. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton, meeting ID 584-149-162. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on January 21st, 2020, to discuss Sea Stories, My Life and Special Operations, DB 95549 by William H. McRaven. The NLS annotation follows. Sea Stories, My Life and Special Operations, DB 95549. McRaven, William H., William Harry. Reading time, 10 hours, 16 minutes. Read by William H. McRaven, a production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress. Subjects, biography, bestsellers. Description, the author of Make Your Bed, DB 87732, and retired U.S. Navy Admiral, recounts stories from his career as a Navy SEAL and commander of America's Special Operations Forces. Unrated commercial audiobook. Bestseller 2019. You can find the book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/291-3085?. Return path equals capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, small j, A, capital D, 9, TB, 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, MXP, capital Y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital V, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital S, capital B, capital T, D, capital G, Y, A, capital W, capital V, Z, capital O, I, capital B, capital N, E, capital S, capital B, capital M, A, capital W, capital Z, capital I. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation link on a device of your choice or dial in to one of the provided telephone numbers. All are welcome. The meeting ID invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/286200556. iPhone numbers are the same as the other groups, with the meeting ID 286200556. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN capital U J capital Z 1 OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two telephone numbers to initiate the call. Fiction Old and New Discussion Group meets the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will be discussing Payday by Rashonda Billingsley, DB 96640, on Friday, February 7th, 2020, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here is the NLS annotation. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/dtail/src/db96640. Payday. Billingsley, Rashonda Tate, Denise Rochelle. Reading time, 4 hours, 46 minutes. Read by Janina Edwards. Topic, human relations. One little ticket is about to change their lives, but is it for better or for worse? When the office lotto pool lands the winning ticket for four friends, each will embark on journeys that change their lives forever. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2015. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. Your facilitators for this group are Michelle Bernstein, hamletssweetlady@gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, sherrywells1157@gmail.com. The Zoom meeting invitation for Fiction Old and New is follows. Topic, Fiction Old and New Discussion Group. Time, first Friday of each month, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android, https://zoom.us/s/613313488. iPhone numbers 1646876 9923 or 1408638986. The meeting ID is 613313488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above numbers, etc., etc. A Journey Through History will meet February 4th, 2020 at 5 p.m. Pacific to review Leadership in Turbulent Times by Doris Kearns Goodwin, DB 93029. Our January book, The Impeachers, created a lively discussion about the meaning of high crimes and misdemeanors, and several said they plan to read future books by the author, Brenda Wineapple. In recognition of President's Day in February, we will review Doris Kearns Goodwin's Leadership in Turbulent Times. NLS Annotation, DB 93029, 18 hours, 8 minutes, by Doris Kearns Goodwin, read by various narrators. The author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning No Ordinary Time, DB 39154, explores the early development, growth, and exercise of presidential leadership in America, particularly examines Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson. Unrated commercial audiobook, bestseller 2018. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780972. iPhone numbers are the same as above, and the meeting ID is 17780972. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ(K)4DR(N). If you wish to subscribe to the one-way announce list, write to Tech Talk Discussion, subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything, and you will be on the list. Last week's episode of Eyes on Success, episode 2002, Books with Blind Characters, aired January 8th, 2020. Show notes. Blind since birth, Phyllis Campbell is a prize-winning author who started writing as a young child. Over the years, she has written a number of books, including both fiction and nonfiction, as well as many magazine articles. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Phyllis about her writings and how she portrays blind characters in some of her books. http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/shownotes_2002.htm. The audio, show notes, and much more can be found on the web, and the podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen on your Amazon or Google smart home device by saying play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Ray Campbell writes, "Hello all. It's hard to comprehend the amount of destruction taking place in Australia due to the wildfires. Thoughts and prayers to ACB members from Australia, to our friends from Blind Citizens Australia, and others who are blind down under. Here's hoping everyone will be okay. Thanks. Ray Campbell, 2nd Vice President, American Council of the Blind, ray153056@gmail.com. Call 630-258-0516, voice or text." Ellen Lemley writes, "We are proud to announce that Tech Talk programs can now be heard on ACB Radio Mainstream. Please visit the schedule for our programs by going to www.acbradio.org. Also, we can now be listened to on your Echo smart device. Say Echo, play Accessible World TEK Talk on TuneIn. Major sections of this newswire are at Heading Level 1. Contact information is Heading Level 2. Tech Talk welcomed Joel Leftwich and Mika Pikala. That looks Finnish, and I'm going to spell it M-I-K-A-P-Y-Y-H-K-A-L-A, to discuss the topic, the role of technology in creating accessibility in the personal and professional lives of people who are blind or visually impaired. Joel was recently appointed executive director of the William L. Hudson BVI Workforce Innovation Center. Found online at http://www.workforceforall.com. Housed at Wichita, Kansas-based Envision, one of the largest employers of people who are blind or visually impaired in the country. Mika, technology manager of the BVI Workforce Innovation Center, is an expert on accessibility, technology, civil rights, and transportation, and has supported Section 508 and WCAG accessibility initiatives. The BVI Workforce Innovation Center's mission is to lower the unacceptably high 70% unemployment rate for people who are blind or visually impaired by training such individuals, placing them into skilled positions, and providing accessibility inclusion expertise to businesses throughout the United States. Joel and Mika will discuss the latest statistics on unemployment among people who are blind or visually impaired, the BVI Workforce Innovation Center's mission to remove technological and other barriers to employment, and career advancement and the new Accessible Products Hotline, a first-of-its-kind resource connecting callers with professional advice about purchasing and operating the top home, office, and personal use products on the market today. Aired January 13, 2020. Joel Leftwich and Mika Pakala talked about the center's unparalleled focus on training people with vision loss, placing them into jobs, and providing accessibility inclusion expertise to businesses. They discussed the purpose of the BVI Workforce Innovation Center, the latest statistics of unemployment among people who are blind or visually impaired, the most prevalent technological barriers to employment and how employers can help remove them, how technology can help level the playing field for employment opportunities and career advancement, the Accessible Products Hotline, a first-of-its-kind resource, digital accessibility services offered by the BVI Workforce Innovation Center to help companies meet today's standards and requirements for providing access to all potential visitors on their websites, and the goal of providing employment opportunities for individuals who are blind or visually impaired through the BVI Workforce Innovation Center. Presenters Joel Leftwich and Mika Pikala, email joel.leftwich@envisionus.com and phone 316-440-1514. Website workforceforall.com. Aired Monday, January 13, 2020, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and throughout the world at 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. The Zoom meeting is over. So where is the archive information? Those wishing to subscribe to past Tech Talk program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link to subscribe follows http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/16/all/feed. From the Washington Post, Bold School, Approach Life After 50 with Curiosity and Enthusiasm. Bold School, Lesson 11 by Vicky Fogg, F-O-G-G. The Brain Training Power of Music. My parents gave me a guitar for my 11th birthday. Years later, they told me they considered giving me tickets to a concert instead, but I was too young. It was a good decision. My guitar has stoked my love of music for 53 years. Singing and playing music helps your brain and body in so many ways. And by the way, you are not too old to learn to play an instrument. Making Time for Music author Amy Nathan interviewed more than 300 amateur musicians and learned that once you start playing, a calmness comes over you. You're not writing the shopping list or thinking about the problem at the office. It's a totally engrossing experience. You can't worry about other things when you're doing music. I found out how true that was when I joined my church's choir last year. Learning choral music takes complete concentration, and the harmonies, when they're in tune, are blissful. It's a wonderful feeling to be working with a group toward a singular goal. When I'm done with a practice or performance, I'm both completely exhausted and completely relaxed. And I'm also helping out my aging brain. Music has been shown to reduce anxiety, high blood pressure, and pain. And for those of us in our second half century, music makes for a brilliant mental workout. Listening or playing music gives your brain an engaging, stimulating workout, according to a specialist at Johns Hopkins Hospitals. Our colleague Jim Webster writes about the restorative power of music that was probably first noted by someone sitting in a field listening to birds sing as the wind rustled through growing reeds. The benefits flow both ways, between singers and audience, and can bring comfort at both mundane and profound moments. A California woman founded the Threshold Choir after discovering the power of singing at the bedside of a dying friend. Music connects us to our community, forming bonds that might otherwise not exist. Familiar music can comfort us, while listening or playing unfamiliar music challenges us by forcing our brains to work to make sense of the new sound. When I was young, music helped me forge my identity. It helped me feel like I belonged to my generation and to a community of fellow listeners, Washington Post pop music critic Chris Richards told me. But to truly love music is to become curious about it as a whole. So as the years went by, my community expanded. Now I find that music helps me cultivate empathy. It's become a way for me to better understand how others think and feel. Maybe you stopped listening to new music when you were younger, but now you want to broaden your horizons. Richards, who wrote about the best music of 2019, recommends taking these steps to expose yourself to new music. Get out of your comfort zone and go to a live performance. Be mindful of what's happening on stage. Be mindful of what's happening in the audience. There's so much to be gained from learning how others listen. Listen to NTS Live. This London radio station is Richard's favorite place to discover new music online. Another way to learn about new music, ask young friends, children, and grandchildren for their recommendations. Driving soccer carpools, college visits, and holiday trips are excellent opportunities. New tunes can also become part of your soundtrack. Songs that work like dials in a time machine to take you to another time, even if only last year. My soundtrack includes songs I learned from my father and from a neighborhood mom who organized a group of little kids into a folk band of sorts. It includes most Beatles songs, some country and classic rock, smatterings of disco, R&B, punk, and lots of new wave. Pop music, boy bands, and alternative music will find a spot, too. One daughter is an EDM aficionado. Another daughter and I have begun exploring opera, and I have yet to learn to appreciate jazz, but there's still time, and perhaps someday those genres will work their ways into my rotation. Want a preview? Here's my abbreviated soundtrack in the form of a Spotify playlist made exclusively for Bold School readers. That's a hot link. For me, one of the most wonderful and possibly troubling things about technology is our easy access to recorded music. There is no waiting around to see if the disc jockey will play it on the radio. We don't have to use a disc preener on vinyl and change the needle on our turntables anymore, unless we really want to. Many songs are just a simple request away. How great is that? When I get the time, I learn new songs to play on my old guitar, and sometimes I think about the gift my parents considered giving me instead, tickets to a concert. Even though I was a huge fan, I was too young to be part of the chaotic scream fest that was the Beatles' second-to-last live show. But what a memory that would have been. Reading list, The Science of Why Music Improves Our Memory and Verbal Intelligence. Dad Has Dementia, video of musician remembering song he composed decades ago. More older adults learn it's never too late to pick up a musical instrument. Oh, what fun it is to sing. The Christmas time tradition is having a moment. A chorus of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's makes its debut. Music is way too fun to leave to the pros. These men released their first music album at age 102 and 88. For some with memory loss, patriotic songs spark recollections of fourths long ago. Linda Ronstadt never stopped singing. Patti Smith, an accidental rock legend, has finally become the artist she always wanted to be. Michael Tilson Thomas was once the bad boy of classical music. Now at 74, he still conducts with childlike delight. How does the brain improvise? We asked a rapper, a jazz pianist, and a comedy duo to find out. More from around the web, how playing music benefits your brain more than any other activity, a TED Talk. How music therapy could help with dementia from NPR. These are all hot links that you can get at the Washington Post. Posted January 6th on Cool Blind Tech, Hap2 phone allows users to feel objects in photos on their touch screens. Hap2U, H-A-P number 2, capital U, a haptics developer specialized in integrating sensory intelligence into tactile surfaces, will unveil the Hap2 phone, the world's first haptic smartphone display at CES 2020. What an awesome convention this is. Sensations in smartphones are currently limited to a vibration when receiving a text message or a click via vibro-tactile technology. Hap2U is introducing HD texture sensations to offer new performance capabilities, potentially leading to the ability to feel the texture of, for example, clothing displayed on an online store. One of Hap2U's aims is to allow smartphone users to send a text message without looking, by being able to feel individual letters on the screen keyboard. Hap2U will demonstrate a prototype Hap2 phone at both number 41958, Sands Expo Level 2, during CES 2020, Las Vegas, January 7 to 10. Hap2U is a CES 2020 Innovation Award honoree. It also garnered a CES Award in 2017. Hap2U's haptic smartphone touchscreen, Hap2 Phone, is an outstanding achievement, says Cedric Chapaz, CEO of Hap2U. We anticipate that Hap2 Phone will attract strong interest from OEMs and system integrators seeking to enhance the end-user experience by improving their interaction with connected objects and machines. We believe that haptics will play a bigger role in enhancing sensory intelligence in smartphones. The company integrates a thin-film piezoelectric solution, piezoelectric, 2 microns in thickness under the glass cover, meaning haptics can be felt over the full screen. Once this hardware is installed, it is the role of the software to get the exact haptic feeling in the right place. Any additional weight is marginal, less than a gram. The impact on display power consumption is also minimal, at roughly 1%. By applying a friction coefficient, Hap2U can make distinct variations in touch sensations, intense or soft nicks, springs, buttons, elasticity, and all kinds of high to low elevation points and textures, etc. Allowing the nerve endings and fingertips to detect different sensations, then signaling the brain to interpret them. I've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doorside Reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I will read the ABC 11 link on guide dog training next week.